But the real purpose of this life is to go deeper into this subject matters. And rest of the time, whatever necessary time you have to spend, you should spend in doing your duties nicely, in Krishna consciousness, remembering Krishna, for Krishna. Keep doing your duties nicely. But the main business is this. And there's an art actually. How to do your duty while doing duty with full heart, without false renunciation. Because kya hota hai na? As soon as we were preached in college, we thought of leaving our MBBS and leaving everything and just run to temple only. Everybody had felt that in the beginning. Why we are doing MBBS? Or those who are in love with girlfriend, they were feeling, why I am in love and I should now just become brahmachari and join temple. Why I am into this situation like that? Everybody has gone through that phase. That is something like called as temporary vairagya. It's like a spurt, you know. Suddenly you become vairagi. You don't want to get married and do a profession and all. But then a stage comes where you should know, yes, I should become doctor and do my service to Guru and Krishna. And do it nicely also without having false renunciation. Do it genuinely. With genuine love for family and children and the duty that you are doing. But at the same time, what is Bhagavad Gita ultimately? In the beginning, he doesn't want to fight only. He doesn't want to fight in between, in the beginning. I will beg with a bowl in the hand in the forest, becoming sannyasi. And then the same person is ready to fight. Pooja, I'm in a meeting. Is it urgent? दिल्ली मध्ये आहे. सो व्हाट इज द चेंज इन अर्जुन आफ्टर हियरिंग भगवद गीता? यू कैन टेल. सेम बो गांडीवा, सेम एरोज, सेम एनिमीज, सेम वॉरफेयर, सेम फील्ड. So let us go a little behind. What is the situation between before the war, before hearing Bhagavad Gita? What was the situation?
Krishna, Arjuna was the king. Krishna is a friend, not as a god.
So first friend, then he became his disciple, right? And before that, what was his consciousness? Why he didn't want to fight?
Because he was bodily, self-centered, basically.
He was fighting the war for his own causes. He thought, I have to revenge, take revenge of my wife's disrobing. I have to take revenge of my vanvas. I had many agendas, you know, like there are so many reasons, very valid reasons. So he had his own agenda. And with that he was going to fight. And then he saw and he got bewildered. He said, I don't want to kill my uncle and grandfather and everybody. Better I become beggar and live like that. No, I don't want kingdom. And I don't want to, who will I enjoy the kingdom with? All of my brothers will be dead. Whom will I show my wealth, you know, and become proud of? I like to show my wealth to my enemies. Na, dekho, I defeated you and I got this wealth. Now there will be no more. So what will I do with the wealth and everything? So everything was me, me and me only. I only. That's why he said, I don't want to fight. And then he heard Bhagavad Gita. And then what happened? He stood up to fight. But this time when he was going to fight, he was not going to fight for himself. All his agendas he had kept it aside. He said, you tell me what to do. And Krishna told what? Mam anusmara yuddhacha. Mam anusmara yuddhacha. You fight for me, remembering me, for my cause you fight. And don't talk about your own agendas of revenge and everything. Like Draupadi's loose hair, and Bhima's vow, and my vow, and Dushyasan's killing vow, and Duryodhan killing vow, and Draupadi's loose hair, and Bhima has said that I will bathe your hair with Dushyasan's blood from his chest. All those vows are there. Keep it aside. Fight for dharma. So we have to live our life like that only. We are fighting the war. That means we are still in the world, doing our duties, everything. But now we do it for Krishna's pleasure. And because we are doing our duties for Krishna's pleasure, we have to do it with full heart. Now you can't say, I am Krishna conscious. Now I have no more love for my wife. I don't feel any love for her. I feel everything is maya. These children, they are simply maya. You can't think like that. You have to do the duty for pleasure of Krishna with full heart. At the same time, you have to be, your heart has to be with Krishna. Because your heart is with Krishna, you are doing your duty with full heart. Got the point? Before I was doing for my pleasure. Now my wife is beautiful, my children are so cute, and I just want to live with them and enjoy with them. But now we are doing it in Krishna consciousness, so that when I do this duty to my wife and my children with love, Krishna will be happy. So my heart fully is there in my service when I serve my wife and my children, or when I do my duty also. When I take a scalpel and take a cut incision for surgery, I do it for Krishna's sake, to please my Guru and Krishna. That's why we chant every day. That's how we connect.
I care for children, for being born. So they come for the help of
them. You are caring for them, transferring Krishna's compassion to them. You have to think like that. Okay, I am Krishna's instrument. Krishna has chosen me. As a Krishna conscious doctor, Krishna has chosen me to transfer his compassion through my practice to them. You are giving compassion, na? Where are you getting compassion from? From the holy name, from the Lord only you are getting compassion.
So he is asking, how come that treatment become a compassion?
Because then, see, you may get some money from the treatment, or salary from treatment, or whatever remuneration or reward you will get. That is a byproduct. But you are doing for the person to get delivered from the disease and pain, and to give Krishna to them. You are also preparing a ground for receiving Krishna, na? When you do good treatment with full heartedly, the spiritual care can come and give them Krishna. You want to put my point? Sometimes Dwarkesh Prabhu is treating 80 patients per day, is watching. But when people are very happy with him, his people are ready to take Krishna from spiritual care.
Forever.
Or if it is a mistake and patients are irritated, then you go to his patient thinking he is happy, he will give galis to you and Dwarkesh Prabhu also. But when he is treating them so nicely, lovingly, genuinely, from heart, they are so happy with him. Sometimes they consider him as a son. He is a doctor, not our son. They give him Diwali sweets and bring something from abroad when they come back. So when that kind of person is met with spiritual care people, then it's so easy for them to give Krishna to them directly, because he has been satisfied at the basic level, na? You are creating a ground at some times. Or you are directly giving Krishna at some times. So you are not only doing your duty, you should always keep waiting for the opportunity to give direct Krishna also. You shouldn't only feel like I am a pediatrician and spiritual cult will do their job. Let me do my job nicely and I will not go beyond that. Yes, when you are busy, you keep doing your job nicely and genuinely. But when there is time and opportunity, don't lose the opportunity to give Krishna. You can see now I can directly give them chanting holy name and tell them to chant. Should not lose the opportunity. But other times when you're too busy, do it genuinely with love and compassion in the heart. Because becoming doctor is very easy, Prabhuji. But becoming a Krishna conscious doctor is not easy. But every time you should know that every case which is coming to me is sent by Krishna to me. There are so many pediatric patients in the world. Why only these people are coming to you under your care? And they are not by chance, randomly. They are all ordained by the Lord. Whom there are many pediatricians in Mirad also. Why they come to you only? And amongst the whole Bhaktivedanta Hospital pediatric patients, why some are coming to you, some are Madhavanand Prabhu, some are Samaran doctor? They are all ordained by the Lord as per their previous karma. Even a patient coming to Bhaktivedanta Hospital is also coming by, ordained by Krishna only. Otherwise, there are better hospitals and also lower hospitals than us. We are not great in anything. We are there, that's all. But this place, it is said only when you have sufficient karma to receive Krishna, you come here. It's not self-glory. It's a fact. Because who hears the holy name in life? Only one who has sufficient punya karma of the past time can hear the holy name first time in life. It's not by accident. They're walking on the road and a Harinam Sankirtan is going. It's not by chance. Only if you have a valid, sufficient karma for you, you will be next to the Sankirtan passing around you. Or if Karma is not there, Sankirtan is designed that day, but you may be in Pune for your work that day. And you will come back next day. And your family may hear the holy name, and you will go to Pune that day. And next time Haridam comes, you will be in America for your work. Who will hear Bhagavatam? Scripture says, unless there is sufficient Punya Karma and Vaishnava Seva of past lives, lifetimes, you cannot come across Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we do morning prayer, and after morning prayer we read Bhagavatam, one sloka, everybody who is sitting there, 200 patients, including Muslims, they have sufficient good karma to be able to hear Bhagavatam. And you see, when we say, speak in the morning, people are hearing, rapt attention they are hearing. But they are just sitting there, they want to know kya chal raha hai inka. They are very raptly, maybe they are showing back to you, but their ears are open. They are hearing. That's why in the morning 10 o'clock prayers, we have to speak with very great caution. Where we know, we are not addressing 50 people standing in the prayer, we are addressing 200 people sitting in the whole lobby, all four lobbies. Everybody is listening, what you are saying. That is their only chance maybe to hear about Krishna. So that's why when they reach your cabin as a patient, already they have enough karma to receive Krishna from you. That's why we have to become Krishna conscious doctor to give Krishna to them. Sometimes you may not speak a word, but your body language, the way you touch the patient, the way you handle the patient, the way you explain the patient, that itself is so much studded with love and compassion that patient also feels. It's like I give rise to you. And your mother gives rice to you. And both the times you eat the rice. Is there a difference there? Is there a difference? You eat in the hotel the same rice, your mother gives the same rice to you. You can feel the love, no? It's not as posh as the hotel rice with 5-star masala and 5-star dry fruits in that. But when mother gives so much love, you can feel, no? We may fight with her while giving. But she will give so much of love. You can feel that love when you eat that rice. Similarly, a business-oriented, hardcore, cutthroat medical practitioner for money when he is practicing, and when a loving, compassionate doctor is practicing, the patient feels the bhav behind the activity. Because everybody is spirit soul. As much as you are, when the patient is spirit soul. So when your action is studded with love and compassion, the soul feels. The means is rice, but the soul is receiving the feeling through the rice. So the soul is receiving the feeling through your treatment, the way you handle. Maybe examination, maybe the way you speak. 100% makes difference. Some difference may be manifesting soon, and some may difference may be manifesting little later on. But effect is there. Effect is there. It will never not be there. Like you are doing sonography and the way you tell them, turn around to take breath and deep breath and now relax and this and that. Everything, the way you tell out of love is important. Everybody gives injection. But then one nurse comes and explains to you, I give this injection, it's 2 ml, for this purpose I am giving you, it will not pain you, please don't worry, relax, take deep breath. I have taken smallest of all needles to you, he will not feel anything, you just take breath, and while talking only, the patient will ask, ho gaya kya? Ho gaya. And some nurse comes and very khadu's face, and she goes in this, and it pains a lot. So patient feel, na? As a child, I felt in my childhood in the hospital, when I got operated for appendix. I used to very well easily differentiate between nurses, who is khadu's and who is nice and who is sweet. Until my brother also, now this nurse is, na? It will pain me a lot. This is good nurse. I would tell her, tell my brother, when I was in school. So it's very wonderful thing to use our knowledge in this fashion to serve the patients. And the patient may be Muslim, patient may be Christian. From your point of view, my point of view, he will never become a devotee. So what? You can still give compassion and love. Lord's compassion is not differentiating. Only pro-devotee people will give our love, and pro Krishna conscious people will give our love. We'll give our love to everybody, whoever comes in pain to you. When Lord's pain doesn't differentiate between X, Y, Z, then why we should take His compassion and differentiate in giving while we are giving? Hai na? He's not differentiating. As Allah is giving love to His followers, as Allah, and as Jehovah is giving as followers of Jehovah. But He's not differentiating from His side. They are in that differential category. We have made the differentiation here. When He looks at you, He doesn't look at you as Maharashtrian and South Indian and Gujarati and Muslim, and He looks at you as a loving child. So when you take compassion from Him through Holy Name and time comes to give, how you can differentiate? You have no right to differentiate. Just give with love. So then a Muslim lady will come and tell you, my dear son, how are you? I came from Dubai and this is a gift for you, my dear son. There are so many ladies here who come to meet Dr. Dalal like that. Wo doctor nahi, humara dikh raha hai, bolte wo. So many Muslim ladies are there who are treating him as son. Now you may ask, forget Prabhu, unko devotee banaya kya aapne? It's a stupid question to ask. That's not only purpose here. Everybody should be tilakdhari, all patients who come should become devotee Hare Krishna's. They may become. But nothing stops us from giving our love and compassion. We have to become true, genuine instrument in the hands of Krishna while we are doing our service. And then through your treatment, miracles will happen. So take a break, go to washroom, wash your face, wash your eyes with cold water, sit down for 1 minute, take deep breaths and chant Hare Krishna and go back again. It's like you discharge your mobile, so you put for charging, na? Maybe time is very short, so you charge for 10 minutes, at least 2 calls you can make. Like that you do, na, in between. So like that you take a small break. See, that much break anybody can take. I don't think you are so busy that you are not even breathing in between also. I hope you are breathing in between. You are breathing, surely. So you take break. If your bladder is full, you will go to washroom or not. Now that you go, have a nice wash, comb your hair and come back. Be ready again. Here, when bomb blast took place now, 72 hours we were on board here. 72 hours in a row. All 3 shifters were on board. All employees were on board. Nobody was on any shift. All 3 shift people were on the board for all 72 hours. Taking bath in the 5th floor bathroom, coming back, eating in the khichdi in the auditorium, coming back again on duty and working. There was so much up, huh? 2006 bomb blast. There were 6 bomb blasts, no? 1 bomb blast took place over here. So 44 patients came here. 13 died on the spot. And remaining survived for many days, and some died after that, and 22 went home after that. So that time the compassionate attitude of everybody was such an upsurge was there that even physical limitations didn't matter much. Just dozing off somewhere in between and coming back again. So much work was there. And no one felt, hey, what is this? Where is the food? Where is the bed? And where is the comfort? And where is the hot water? They were just serving.
Definitely, it is a big challenge to maintain that consciousness. Otherwise, there is every opportunity to just lose that consciousness and think that I am a doctor and I am treating this.
That's why the constant battle is there, that I am doing for my money and I am doing for Krishna. In these two feelings, there is a constant battle going on. And you, as being spirit soul, has to win every time by the power of your chanting that it is for Krishna. And the second part will automatically follow. You are going to get what you deserve by your karma. And you will get that. If you are going to get less, nobody can increase it. If you are going to get more, nobody can stop it. So if you have that faith, na, then you can be purely Krishna conscious. If you are constantly worried about what's going to happen, then the struggle and battle will go on. And that will, you know, compromise your capacity of giving Krishna to others, because you are yourself battling within yourself. Once you have faith, now my Lord will look after me, I don't want to worry about it. If I have to become millionaire, nothing can stop. If I have to become pauper one day, nothing can stop. That is something else only. So why I have to get worried about it? I do my duty and let Krishna look after me. You tell me one thing, Guruji. If you are highly Krishna conscious and you want to give your life to your service to Krishna, why Krishna will not look after you? He is looking after Dawood Ibrahim also. He is looking after so many criminals. They are anti-him. They are anti-people. They are anti-everything what Krishna has created. They are destroying everything. But still Krishna is giving them food and maintenance and good money also, as per the previous karma only. So if you have chosen that I want to become devotee of the Lord and serve my Lord selflessly, Lord will be so happy to look after such a child. So happy he will be. Prabhupada will be so happy to look after such a child. He'll take him under his shelter and say, don't worry, I'll look after you. Just serve. It becomes Lord's privilege. Like our great devotees, like Krishnananda Prabhu, are so happy to help devotees who are in need, who are real devotees. They are really happy to go out of the way and help them. Emotionally, financially, counseling point of view, whatever guidance point of view are. Because they are so happy. There is a devotee of the Lord. My privilege to serve that devotee. So Lord will say how much love he will express for that devotee, who is on his behalf giving his life to serve in his mission. Hena? This is Lord's mission. He has ocean of compassion and he is looking for you and me to deliver that compassion from the ocean to the people. So whoever does that, Lord becomes obliged by that person. He is doing my mission. Why he will not look after? So devotees, na, genuine devotees, so just give up this thought only. Do the vyavahar properly. Tukaram Maharaj said, vyavahara karava netaka, adi vyavahara karava netaka. That's fine. You do your terms and conditions, vagara, sab set karke. Once you set it, na, then you leave it to Krishna. They don't bother about kya ho raha hai. Is my colleague is doing this, he is doing that, he is doing this. Where am I standing? Why I gave up my lucrative opportunities and came? All these things is maya. Agar maya will not let you go, na. Maya ka kya bolegi maya? Mere haath god mein tha banda, abhi chah raha hai meri god chhod ke. She will not leave. But you leave. And you go to Krishna's lap. And when you are in Krishna's lap, she can't touch you. But while leaving her lap and going to Krishna, she is not going to leave you. So we have to take shelter of the holy name. That's why we say, na, ki chant the holy name. With this mood you chant, I want to serve you, my Lord. My life is for your service, my Lord. He will look after us. I am telling you after 30 years, 40 years, 45 years, I am telling you this. We have gone through so much of difficulties, but Krishna has looked after us. Now we don't need any more proof by Krishna that he will look after us. One stage was there where I had taken 400 rupees loan from my fellow god brother to buy grains in the house. But I was not hungry. Even loan condition or not loan condition. There was always enough food, enough clothes, enough place to stay. So my own place, rental place, that's a different story. But I was taken good care of. Whatever loan I took, I could, with dignity, I could pay off nicely and carry on. So that's why there is faith that he will look after. My duty is to use all my skills in service to Krishna. And Krishna's duty will become to look after me. But when you think I am looking after myself, that much Krishna will look after you less, because you think now 10% I'll look after. So you say, okay, look after. What do you tell your son? Papa, I don't need your money. From tomorrow onward I'll stand on my own, do my own things. He says, okay. He says, then some comes after 15 days. Papa, I'm sorry, I can't leave. Okay, come back. I was always there. I was waiting for you. You had your independent desire, go. When you feel you're helpless, I'm there. I'm not going to kick you that time. You come back, I look after you. Aise log karte na, papa log. Haan, aise hi karte hain. Hum bhi karte hain, Bhagwan bhi aise karte hain. Lord is eager to take care of us. And between one bad son and a good son, the Lord will like to take care of his son happily. Good son. He'll take care of bad son also, but he'll have joy in taking good care of good son. Internal pleasure of happiness will come when he will serve the good son. Yes, I have. Bahut acha zindagi, I'm telling you. Krishna conscious life is a very beautiful life. It takes you into higher and higher realm only of thoughts, you know. You don't think on the worldly. You can go on higher and higher only by the dint of your choice and by the dint of your consciousness. With your own choice, you can go as high as you can. And Krishna will let you go as high as you can. And while you are traveling as high as you can, He is taking care of you also. He will not let you fall on the face while you are attempting to serve Him. It's a great thing to experience Krishna's care for you. It's a great internal happiness that you feel when you understand that Krishna is taking care of me. It's a great feeling. Much more than you feeling my father, mother are taking care of me. It's much higher than that when you come to know that Krishna is taking care of you. Such a secure feeling that just makes your wings expand as big as possible to do His service. But now you are assured na, I don't have to restrict myself in spreading my wings, you know. I'm scared aisa, how much to spread, how big to spread. But now you know I'm completely assured of Krishna's protection. Then you spread to the fullest possible and do His service. Jai Ho. Hare Krishna. Will we end here?
Next time.